Hey, greetings. This is Jim at DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, I want to bring you an audio, an unbiblical teacher's testing an audio. Church of the Wells, Wells, Texas. We know about this group, and I want to make a quick audio to talk about the key points and the issues here, how we came to know about them, and then I'm going to have some more detailed teachings and videos on just why this is a dangerous, aberrant, unbiblical group. We have our DontParish.com website. We do biblical testings. We proclaim the gospel. We teach people how to live the biblical life, called out from man-made evangelical religion, called out of paganism, called out of worldliness, called out of Calvinism. So we are not evangelical people with heresy ourselves calling out the group of Wells. No, we're calling out the Church of Wells because of their aberrant, unbiblical theology. And we were contacted by someone in Australia who was getting hooked into their group down in Australia, and they told us about the Church of Wells, so we looked them up. And I want to just cover in this audio the troubling issues, okay? Now, first, I want everyone to know, this is about truth. This is not about hate or revenge or trying to get them. This is a redemptive process, and we hope that repentance comes to the Church of Wells, that the people there are saved from their aberrant, ill theology, and God is glorified in it. So that's why we're doing it. It's not about taking their people. It's not about tearing them down. We want to be clear on that. We love those people. We do need to confront and rebuke the elders when that's needed, and that's been done already. But we love the people. We love the souls there, and we love the truth of God. We also want to talk about they're not being persecuted, as I said, because of them being a cult, legalists, or their works-based. You know, we have come out of man-made evangelical religion. We're separated. Our women dress biblical and cover their heads. Our men are called out and holy and separate from the world. We know what it's like to be called all those names. No, the Church of Wells is being called out by us at DontParish.com for their heretical, unbiblical, weird theology and strange happenings taking place there that we clearly have documented, so we want to make that clear. Now, I emailed Sean back in 2016. Sean is one of the elders there. Sean Morris, Jake Gardner, and Ryan is another elder there, okay? There's three men that are elders there. And I emailed Sean back in 2016. It didn't go very far. As soon as I started asking some tough biblical questions, Sean ran off into the darkness. So that's my first point. So I did reach out to an elder very soon when I learned about them, and I heard many troubling signs about them. I'm going to cover some of them. He was not interested in going into the truth with me. Now, we went and visited that area in February 2018. We did a biblical testing of Wells. We put it up on our website. And then in 2018, February, we went and we visited the area. We drove by their building, didn't see anybody. We actually had a man later in another town close to there, a man named Rudy W., walk right up to us and ask us about our gospel signs. Got a chance to talk to Rudy a lot. We'll cover that a little bit more. We also got a chance to talk to their deacon. We went back the next day right to their building, and their deacon came out from his house. He lives right next door. And Luke, his last name begins with a T, was there also with Ricky Trudeau, their deacon. And I want to go through some of the details now of why we have issues, biblical issues, with the Church of Wells. Okay, when I talked to Rudy, I asked him to explain to me the gospel. He did not have a biblical gospel. He had more of a Baptist gospel, faith in Jesus. That's troubling, okay? So their gospel is in question, what they really believe. I have a video of Ryan, one of their elders, saying, you can't get to heaven without submitting to their elders. That's troubling, okay? Now, when I talked to Ricky, I asked him directly, face-to-face, why are they supporting men on their website? They have pictures of all these men of old on their website, Spurgeon and Wesley. Why are you supporting men that were Calvinists that they would reject as unbiblical? Ricky said, well, even good and godly men can have a few things wrong, and no need to separate from them. I reminded him the Bible calls us to separate from all of those with sin and bad doctrine, Romans 16:17, Titus 3. But yet, he clings to those men, and so do his elders, but he was ready to separate from me ASAP for asking him tough questions. Huh, seems a little hypocritical. The next issue I talked about with Ricky T. was a resurrected, a resurrection of a baby, supposed. A baby was ill. They did not call medical services. The baby died. They waited many hours, some say up to 15, to call for help. And it was told that the elders thought the baby was going to be resurrected. I looked into Ricky T's eyes and I said to him, what happened there? Who was told that there would be a resurrection? Who's the false prophet there? By the way, Jake says he's a prophet. This is another problem we have. Jake is calling himself a prophet. They believe in new revelation and prophecy. So I asked who called for them to resurrect a baby. He wouldn't answer me. And I looked him in the eye and he would not answer me. I asked him if Ryan really did kill a cat that his daughter owned because God told him to kill it. I have an audio of that. I looked into Ricky's eyes and said, tell me, did this really happen? This is troubling. He would not answer my questions. I asked him, did Jake Gardner take a knife and cut his hand and bleed and show it to his young daughter and say, this is Jesus' blood? I have an audio of Ryan, their elder, talking about this. I looked at Ricky T, their deacon, in the eyes and waited for him to answer and said, did this happen? What's your answer to this? He said nothing to me and told me I was contentious, told me I was not, he was not going to answer any of my questions. Sean, I have Sean on audio saying he prayed that God would kill a pastor. Kill him, Lord. Is this even biblical? Should I be praying this? Kill him, Lord, if you have to. And Sean tells his group of people that the man died in a baptism electrocution event weeks later. I asked Ricky T, Ricky, did this happen? Is this happening? I have an audio of it. What do you say, sir? He said, I'm not going to answer your questions. And he got all nervous and frustrated. Face to face, my wife is a witness to all this. And again, Ricky T told me, I'm contentious. But you know, this is the same group of people that went to Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church, sat in the audience, stood up and yelled out, six of them, Joel Osteen is a false teacher, and they got arrested. Now, it was later thrown out as trespassing, but they got arrested, had to go to court, but yet I'm contentious? That seems hypocritical, doesn't it? I was bringing them truth and asking questions, came to talk to them face to face, but I'm contentious, yet they go and get arrested for calling other men false teachers. Interesting. Ricky T lied. And he told me right to my face, with my wife as a witness, that I called them all heretics and all the reformers heretics on their website. I said no such thing. And Ricky was being recorded. I told him he was being recorded. And he lied, and I have it on audio. But he would not repent. He said, we need to sit down and talk about Bible truth. We're willing to do that. I said, I'll do that happily when you repent of your lies and answer the questions that I've laid before you about your elders. He would not answer any of those questions. I asked Ricky T why his elders that are supposed to be prophets, one of them's a prophet, why were they supporting Paul Washer not just a few years ago, when I've always known Paul Washer was a heretic? Ricky looked at me and said, well, because he fell into apostasy. I said, what did he fall into recently that made you leave him? Ricky would not and could not tell me why they left Paul Washer. This means their elders were leading those people into a heretical man all along, and they could not tell me why Paul Washer had just turned into heresy, because that's a lie. It's a plain lie. Rudy told me, many men get to teach there other than the elders. Ricky told me, and Sean told me via email, only the elders are allowed to teach there. What's going on? What's the truth? Lots of lies here, and this is troubling. All right. I was told by Ricky T, you can't judge us. You haven't even come and visited us and seen us and spent time with us. But you know what he did? He met me for about 20 minutes and a half hour when we talked. It's the only time we ever met. He judged me harshly. Seems pretty hypocritical, doesn't it? Yeah. He told me that I needed to slow down. I was going too fast for him. So I slowed way down, because I can move on to other topics quickly. I slowed way down, and I waited for him to answer, just like this. And I said, Ricky, what's your answer? I'm waiting. I had a lot of long, uncomfortable pauses looking into that man's eyes. He gave no answers. He got frustrated, and he got fleshly. You know why he got fleshly? He started leaning into my truck and he started putting his arm on my truck, and I had to remind him, careful, Ricky. I thought you're supposed to be in control. You're getting awfully fleshly. It was rather sad. He didn't like when I was saying things quickly about them. He told me, I need to slow down. You're acting fleshly. Okay, I'll slow down. Now I asked him questions he couldn't answer, and he became fleshly and frustrated. He was measurably shaken. His face was red. He couldn't give answers for the things I was asking him for. He would not answer the simple questions about the elders there and the ill action. So that's troubling, and it confirms to me, and I have audio of all these events, that those things did in fact take place. In the end, also, Ricky and Rudy both showed me Daniel and scriptures in Daniel and scriptures in Revelation about the Word of God being unsealed for the last days, and now we have new prophecy. I reminded both of them that that happens after certain events and it takes place in Israel. Neither of them would give any answers for that. They had no answers because they're being deceived, or they're deceivers using twisted scriptures. Ricky looked at me when he was angry, about ready to leave, and he said, "What's your name? What's your last name?" And he took our names and he turned to my wife, who was quiet and submissive the whole time, as she's supposed to be, and he began to engage and try to talk to my wife to ask her what her name was. And I looked at him and I said, "I'm not afraid of you, sir." You know what I sensed? I sensed that he was getting ready to pray some kind of a thing over us, like Sean did. "Oh God, take these men out." Yep, Sean, his elder, prayed that God would kill someone. I have the audio. I wonder if that's what Ricky was doing to us. Well, I told him we're not afraid of him, that we have God before us. Why should we fear men? You know, we noticed, and that's sinful, that he tried to reach out and speak to my wife. Just plain sinful. We noticed that the men there, Ricky and Luke T, were not really dressed biblical. They were adorned with plaid shirts, and they wore pagan wedding rings. It's interesting. They don't teach biblical head coverings there. In fact, they teach against it. And the ladies there are adorned and wear tight, immodest clothing. This is not of God, so this is troubling. They're feminized there. Rudy told me himself that he's known head covering is biblical, and he has a real problem with it, and he knows that the women are adorned and immodest there. But after 6 years of being with the body, he's still waiting for a meeting with Jake to talk about this. This is troubling, and it's sinful. Ricky, when I was standing there, I asked him, "Is it true your elders can judge who is born again?" And he quoted John, 1 John 4, that says, "Test the spirits." I whipped out my Bible and I said, "Here's 1 John 4. Read it for me and show me in full context where this says your elders can judge who is born again." The context of 1 John 4 is who is a spirit of Antichrist, who has love, and who listens to the truth. It does not say men can tell who has truly been born again. I handed him my Bible and I said, "Please explain this to me and my wife right now." He got frustrated. He would not take the Bible. He would not explain to me. Another uncomfortable moment when I waited for him. He would not explain it. I showed Ricky Hebrews 1. Hebrews 1 says, God used to speak in days of old through the prophets. Now he speaks through the Son, the Word. Not prophets today. Ricky ignored that verse and would not touch it. We read later, Ricky has had strange encounters and visions with Jesus. This is troubling. We learned later that Ricky in 2015, actually he's been arrested twice, once for trespassing and calling Joel Osteen a false teacher and interrupting a service. He also was arrested for threatening a woman he has a child with, that she was going to die and go to hell. That's what the reports on the internet say. He plea dealed later and only got, I guess, probation or something like that. Now, I'm being called contentious for going there to call them out of their sinful ways, yet he's being arrested and threatening women. Seems like a lot of hypocrisy, does it not? Yeah, it does. It does to us. We hear that there's control going on there. We hear that there's arranged marriages in the body. Fear-mongering, you know, cutting knives and bleeding, killing animals, telling people you must submit to elders. They're very impassioned, as I know I can be very impassioned, but they're bringing unbiblical doctrines and lording over people. Secrecy there. They tell me, Rudy and Ricky told me we'd have no secrecy, yet the elders are hiding in the dark and will not meet and talk with me. They will not answer questions about their elders. And when I ask, can I go address the men? They won't let me address the men. Secrecy, darkness, And that's not what happens in the things of God. The things of God come out in the light. They're hiding in darkness here. Another troubling thing, Sean talks about calling himself pastor and martyr, and he's had these great visions of martyrdom and people being killed and ravaged and blood everywhere. This is very dangerous, strange, weird theology going on. So again, we are not calling them out because they've left the world or because they're trying to be more biblical. No, we are calling them out because of their weird, apostate, strange theology, and they will not answer for it and be held accountable to God's word. They're either deceived or they're deceiving people greatly. We went there face to face in love and truth. Yep, it got heated with me and Ricky. He walked away calling me a heretic, but he walked away in the darkness because he would not take a Bible. He would not answer the questions. He would not answer, did these things that I have audio for really happen with your elders? Very troubling. So I want to lay that out to be clear for all you people that are interested why we're doing this. It's for redemption. It's for care and concern and love of God's people, love of God's truth. Stay tuned at our Unbiblical Teachers blog, don'tperish.com, our False Teacher Unbiblical Teachers blog, and then there'll be a video link on our under a video page there where we're going to have a series of teachings and go into detail on each one of these. We're going to teach you in God's word why these elders are not prophets, why there's no apostles today, why visions going on today have nothing to do with God's word about what's going to happen in the end times in Israel, why their lording over and control and secrecy is not of God, why their confused gospel and why their men are not being trained biblically in that gospel. This is all for God's glory, all for his truth, all for our neighbors who we love. So stay tuned at those resources, don'tperish.com, Unbiblical Teachers blog, and also our video link where we'll be putting videos up. Go to our other resources, our Spirit and Truth teaching blog. We don't just go and call people out. What we do is we teach hundreds of articles on how to live the Christian life. We preach the biblical gospel. We travel the country making disciples. And then, of course, we teach them how to keep the New Testament body. And we have to expose all these false ways. It includes Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist, Roman Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, Anabaptist ways that are false and even going more false these days, falling into these aberrant spiritual signs and wonders movements, and false places like the Church of Wells and their three apostate elders. So thanks for listening. I hope this clears things up. Stay tuned for much more to come. Let us know how we can help you in your true and biblical walk, following Jesus Christ, rejecting the ways of man. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.